fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Away!
Cole Armin was a quiet type of fellow. He was tall and rangy, with muscles of steel and a determined look in his cool gray eyes. He lived with his father on their small farm in Texas. Cole and his father were in the living room of the farmhouse talking, or at least Cole, who talked little, was listening as his father talked.
Cole, that letter from your Uncle John in Albuquerque worries me a bit. Of course, John, being my older brother, thinks I'm still fairly young, but I'm not young enough to do what he's asking.
Just what is he asking, Dad?
Well, he wants me to come there to help him run his big freight line. John's getting to be quite a power in Albuquerque, practically running the town.
What are you going to do about the letter, Dad?
Well, there's nothing much I can do about it. You see, John's crippled, you know. He can find a wheelchair. He needs help. He wants somebody from the family that he can trust.
I see.
Now, in the letter, he says if you showed more gumption, the place would be open to you, Cole. But, well, you seem so easygoing and all.
Don't worry about me, Dad. I'll get along.
Sure, I know that. There isn't any young fella in this territory can outride or outshoot you, son, and I know you're plenty smart, but, well, you don't seem to have much ambition.
Oh, here comes Bill Callan.
You know that Texas Ranger friend of yours is a nice hombre, Cole. Now, if he was like him...
Hi, Bill. Come in.
Howdy, Cole.
Well, howdy, Bill. How's the outlaw hunting business coming along?
All right, I guess, Mr. Armin. Cole, I'm riding over to Red Rock. You want to go along?
Sure. What's up, Bill?
I got a tip that Tom Slade and his men are in this vicinity. I want to see if I can get a line on them.
Tom Slade, huh? He's a mighty mean hombre from all I hear.
Yep, he sure is. I guess you'll have your hands full with that gang, Bill.
Well, that's part of my job, Mr. Armin. I'd sure like to get Slade. And I will if I can find out where he's holed up.
Well, let's get going, Bill. Forget about Uncle John's letter, Dad. Don't look like he'll want anyone from this family in his business in Albuquerque.
Oh, I'll write to him. Maybe if... somehow you showed him you could do things, Cole.
Forget it, Dad. I'll see you later.
Yes.
Come on, Bill. Let's get going.
Mm-hmm. Cole Armin and his friend Bill Callan rode leisurely toward the town of Red Rock.
I thought I might get some news in the cafe in town about Slade's gang.
You better watch your step, Bill. If Slade finds out you're after him, he and his whole gang will be gunning for you.
I'll be on guard. Matter of fact, Slade does know I'm after him and his gang. You see, I caught one of his men in Frontier Town a few weeks ago when I went up that way. That's where I got the information that Slade was going to head down here.
I've got to hand it to you, Bill. You sure have nerve.
Look, Cole, why don't you join up with the Rangers? You'd make a good man.
You know, I've been thinking about that, Bill. But you see, I don't want to...
Easy. Bill, are you...
They must have followed me, Cole.
Dirty cowards. There they go, two of them. They were hiding in that arroyo.
Must be a couple of Slade's men.
Bill, you're hurt bad. I'll take you into town.
No, Cole. Take me back home. Take me to Mary.
Yeah, sure. I'll take you home, Bill, and I'll ride for a doctor. I'll get you onto your horse now.
A short time later, Cole reined up with the wounded man in front of Bill's small house outside of town.
Oh, there. Oh. Easy. I'll carry you inside, Bill.
Oh, I guess
don't try to talk.
Cole, what's happened to Bill?
He was ambushed, Mary. Help me get him inside.
Oh, Bill, put him on the couch, Cole.
There you are, Bill.
Oh, Mary, I'm hurt bad.
Bill? Oh, Bill, we'll get a doctor right away.
No, wait.
What is it, Bill?
Slade's men, they followed me. Shot me.
Sure, we know that fella. Now, I'd better go for the doctor.
No, Cole. It's too late. I'm done for.
No, Bill. You have to get well.
Don't cry, honey. Cole, I want you...
Yes, Bill. What is it, fella?
You take my ranger badge. Put it on.
But, Bill...
I want your promise. Wear the badge. My badge. Get Slade and his gang for me, Cole. Do it for me and for the Texas Rangers.
All right, Bill. There. I got it on. And I promised to hunt down Slade.
Good. I knew you would, Cole. Mary.
Yes, Bill.
Mary, honey,
Cole. He's...
Bill. Bill. Mary, he... He's gone.
Bill. Oh, Bill.
I'll keep my promise to Bill. If I have to hunt the rest of my life till I hunt down that dirty killer, Tom Slade.
Later that day, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned to their camp in the hills from a trip to Red Rock.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Oh.
Any news in town, Tonto?
Plenty news, Kemosabe.
Oh?
Young fella wearing Texas Ranger badge come into general store to find sheriff.
Well,
him say Texas Ranger by name of Bill Callan get killed by some of Slade's gang. Him ambushed on trail.
Bill Callan killed?
That's
rather a shock to me, Tonto. I knew Bill and his young wife, Mary. Bill was a fine fellow and a good ranger.
Isn't that right?
Who was the man who brought the news to the sheriff?
Well, him named Cole Armin, and him nice young fella. Him wear Texas Ranger badge.
Cole Armin?
I
know of him, but I happen to know he isn't one of the Texas Rangers.
Well, that right. Me hear him say that. But him promise other fella him wear badge to hunt Tom Slade.
I see. Cole Armin and Bill Callan were close friends. Were there others in the store when Armin talked to the sheriff? Slade's spies are everywhere. He must know by now, or he soon will know, that Cole Armin is out to get him and his gang. Harmon's going to need help.
Him not able to get gang loan.
Yes, that's true. Otto, we'll ride out to Harmon's place and offer our help. We can work together to get Slade. I'd like to see Cole make good his promise. Here, Silver. Easy, big fella.
Hold Silver, you're not scout.
Meantime, at a table in the corner of the Red Rock Cafe, two rough-looking men sat talking in low tones.
Tom's going to wait a few days till the express train comes in with a mine payroll. And we move in and grab it.
Slade sure knows whenever there's going to be money in a town.
Sure he does. Tom Slade's a smart hombre. Going to give us a bonus, too, for getting rid of that snooping Texas Ranger.
Yeah, here comes one of our men.
Hey, Buck. Got some news for you.
Well, what is it?
Well, for one thing, that ranger you and Gus went after is dead, all right.
We felt sure of that. What else?
Well, I was over in the general store a few minutes ago, and I'm going to come in looking for the sheriff. He was wearing a ranger badge.
Oh, another one, hmm?
This one said Callan give him the badge. Made him swear to get Slade and the rest of us.
It'll only take one more bullet. That'll get rid of him.
Maybe. But this hombre's plenty mad. I hear he was Callan's friend. And I heard the sheriff tell his deputy Armin's a fighting fool once he gets going.
Who's Armin?
That's the hombre's name. Cole Armin.
Oh. Yeah, we better get to the hideout.
Tell Slade about this. He'll be interested. Let's go. Ho, ho, boy, ho.
Oh, there, ho. Ho, boy. Get it there.
Hi, Slade.
What brings you hombres here? I thought you were out hunting for Callan.
You can take it easy, boss. Callan won't bother us anymore.
So you got him, huh?
Sure did. We ambushed him on the trail.
You sure he's done for?
Yes, sir. Did it with one shot in the back. He's dead, all right.
Yeah, that'll give the Texas Rangers a jolt.
Yeah, but it'll bring them out like bees to hunt down Callan's killer, too.
What? Don't tell me you had witnesses to the killing.
Now, look, an hombre was riding with Callan, but he didn't get a chance to recognize us.
But you fools! Why didn't you gun him down,
well,
too?
Well, threw a slug his way, but he started slinging lead at us. And I'm telling you, they came too close for comfort, so we cleared out fast.
Well, seems like with two against one, you could have shot it out with him. Who was he, do you know?
We found out later. It was an hombre named Cole Armin, a friend of Callan's. Fred come to us in the cafe and said Armin took Callan's badge and swore to get all of us.
Yeah, and Fred said he heard that Armin and hombre's a fighting fool when he gets started.
Armin, huh? That name don't sit well with me.
What do you mean, Slade?
Before you joined up with us, Buck, we was up around Albuquerque about a year ago. There's a tough, hard-fisted old codger who practically owns the whole town and runs it with an iron hand. The gangs he hired to do his dirty work were too tough for us, so we cleared out. His name was Armin. John Armin. If the one you spoke of is any relation, we better watch out.
Yeah. We better get him before he gets us, then.
That's right. From now on, tell all the men to be on the lookout for that hombre. And if they get the chance, gun them down.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. we'll continue our story. Cole Armand left town and rode toward his home. Bitter thoughts filled his mind as he remembered his friend Bill Callan. Once more, Bill's dying words came to him.
I want your promise. Wear the badge. My badge. Get Slade and his gang for me, Cole. Do it for me and for the Texas Rangers.
I'll wear your Texas Ranger badge, Bill, till I do get Slade and his murdering gang. Easy, boy. You and I have a job to do, fella. I'm wearing Bill's Texas Ranger badge now, and you have to help me keep my promise.
As he rode along, Cole tried to figure out how to start in his hunt for Slade. Before long, he came within sight of his father's farm, and as he was about to turn into the farm from the main trail, he was suddenly startled by hearing someone call his name from a clump of trees along the trail.
Arnold! Cole Arnold!
Oh, hello.
Wait.
You don't need that gun.
Oh, no? Mister, that mask says you might be part of Slade's gang out to gun me down.
Use your head, Armin. They could have shot you from the cover of those trees before you knew we were there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I knew your friend, Bill Callan, and he'd recognize this.
Oh, a silver bullet. Say, I've heard Bill speak about an hombre who... Well, you must be the Lone Ranger.
That's right.
Well, I'll be doggone. Excuse my drawing on you, mister, but...
Cole, I know about your promise to Bill, so I understand. Todd and I came to offer our help in rounding up the Slade gang.
That's right.
Thanks, partner. Guess I'm going to need plenty of help. Rounding up outlaws is a bit out of my line. But I'm telling you this. I'm not giving up till I do all I can to keep my promise to Bill. Either I'll get Slade and his gang, or they'll get me.
You thought a great deal of Bill Callan, didn't you, Cole?
Sure did, mister. But I think a lot of the Texas Rangers, too. It was partly because of them that I made that promise. Of course, I don't know how to start out finding Slade.
Cole,
but
are you any relation to John Armand in Albuquerque?
John Armand's my uncle, my father's brother.
I see.
Uncle John wanted Dad to come there and go into his freighting business. But Dad isn't going. I don't know what it is, but he and Uncle John never got along very well. Uncle John doesn't think I'm man enough to hold a job with him.
Oh. Maybe he'll change his mind before long, Cole. I think you could do some good there with your uncle.
What do you mean?
If you ever go to work with him, you'll find that out for yourself, Cole. Well, shall we work together in tracking down Slade?
I'd be mighty grateful for your help, mister.
Good. We'll go back to my camp and make plans right now.
That suits me fine.
All right, let's get started. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
After they arrived in camp, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Cole Armand discussed plans for catching Slade and his gang.
I feel sure Slade and his gang are waiting around for the large mine payroll that's due in a couple of days.
That's right.
Yes, but they might change that plan now that they know I tipped off the sheriff that they were in this vicinity.
I thought of that, Cole. I know the sheriff in Red Rock, and I'm going to send Tonto with a note to him. I think we can lay a trap for Slade and his gang, but it'll be risky for you.
I'll take the risk, whatever it is.
I knew you'd feel that way about it. Now listen closely while I explain just what the plan is.
It was late afternoon when Tonto delivered the Lone Ranger's note to the sheriff. Then Tonto went to the cafe and waited.
Howdy, Sheriff. Gonna get a posse after Kellen's killers?
Where's my deputy, Charlie Weeks?
Here I am, Sheriff. What's up? Ready to ride with a posse?
Well, I'm letting you take the posse, Charlie. I got to stay in town.
Huh?
Payroll's coming in sooner than we expected. Be here on the early morning stage.
How do you know, Sheriff?
Just got word. Since Cole Armand tipped me off about the Slade gang being in the neighborhood, I'll stick around so as to be here when that money arrives. Better get a few men and get out with the posse, Charlie.
Sure, I'll get them together right away.
You ain't going to try to watch that payroll alone, are you, Sheriff?
No, I'm going to ask some of you men to volunteer to help me so Slade can't move in on it.
You can count on us, Sheriff.
Sure, we'll be with you. Slade won't dare show up here in town.
Good. Come around to my office about an hour before stage time in the morning. I'll expect a good bunch of you.
Well, guess I got to go.
Oh, have another drink, mister.
Oh, sorry. Got to go pick my horse up at the blacksmith shop and then go meet somebody. I'll see you later. So long.
Tonto, standing at the back of the cafe, looked keenly at the man who started out after the sheriff. Then, without attracting notice, the Indian slipped out the back door.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. We go meet Lone Ranger at edge of town. Get him up, Scout. Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Oh.
What did you find out, Toto?
Sheriff, do like you tell him, note. Oh. Him come to cafe, talk about payroll, coming in early. Then him leave. And me see other man leave right after. Other man not finished drink.
He must be in with the outlaws and is going to report. Well, we'll wait here out of sight until we see him riding out of town.
Him be along any minute.
Good. Cole should have reached the next town by this time to carry out his part of the plan. I'd like to... Hey, look there.
Come on. That man who leave cafe.
This is it, then. We'll follow him easy. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the outlaw Fred until they felt they were quite near the hideout. And that night they camped in an arroyo from which they could watch the trail. Before dawn, Tonto left with another message for the sheriff. It was dawn when the early stage to Red Rock moved along the main trail.
Get up there! Come on, get up!
Hey, Charlie, what's the idea of us going to the next town and bringing in this stage? There isn't any payroll on it. Just one passenger.
Just doing what I'm told to do.
But in the cafe, the sheriff told you to take out some men in the posse.
Sure, but he changed his mind, as you know.
Get along!
I knew what he's figuring on.
Hey, it's a holdup. Look back there.
We better stop pronto.
Hold on.
Here they come, a whole gang of them.
Yeah, get your hands up quick.
All right, you. Where's the payroll box?
Payroll box?
Hear what I said. You both better get down off that boot. Come on, get down.
Sure, we're getting down.
Steady, boy. Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Get up there and find that box.
Yeah, sure. There's no box up there, honest. It's in the coach.
Ain't you riding any passengers?
Do you see any from where you're standing?
Don't get pressure, I'll plug you.
Don't see any passengers in there, Slade.
Keep his hombres covered. I'll get the box.
Climb in, Slade. This gun is pointed right at your heart.
What the?
Get in, I said.
Hey, somebody's covering Slade. Gun him down.
No. Hold your fire. You hit me.
Sort of between two fires, huh, Slade? Get in.
Yeah. I'll get in.
Tell your men to throw down their guns, or I'll fill you full of lead.
Buck, tell the men to throw down their guns, or this hombre will kill me.
Nothing doing, Slade. He can kill you if he likes, but we ain't throwing down a gun.
Well, that seems to be the answer.
No, listen, don't shoot. Don't kill me. I gave up to you.
Listen to Slade, don't sock him.
Please don't, mister.
Let's pour lead into that coach and kill off both of them. That hombre's Cole Armin in there.
Not slinging lead, boys. Hey, look behind you, fellas. Look what's coming.
Let's
Mask,
Ombre. Sit still, Slade.
Keeping his gun pressed against Slade, Cole watched as the sheriff's posse, led by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, raced down the hillside, spreading out with guns blazing so that the outlaws were taken completely by surprise. Their half-hearted attempts to ward off the attack was futile, and after a gun battle lasting but a few minutes, Slade's gang was ready and willing to give up.
We give up! We give up!
Looks like we got them all!
Well, Cole, I see you have company in there with you.
Yep, I reckon I have. Tom Slade in person.
Get out, Slade.
Yep.
Well, what you got there, Armin?
The leader of that bunch of yellow coyotes, Sheriff.
I'll take his gun.
Would you mind holding mine, mister? I got something to attend to.
Sure, I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Hold on. What are you going to do?
Slade, I'm going to beat you within an inch of your life for what you did to my friend Bill Callan.
Put up your fists, you dirty owl hoot.
Why, you overgrown maverick, I'll bust every bone in your body.
That's what I was waiting for. Take this.
Oh, sure.
This is for my friend, Bill.
Give me one for me, Cole.
Sure, this is it.
Wait, I've had enough, Don. Please.
And this one is for the Texas Rangers.
No more. I can't take any more.
All right, Cole, he's had enough. Take him away, Sheriff.
With pleasure. Come get what's left of him, boy.
Boys, look.
Come on, get over there with the others.
All right.
Cole, I never saw anything like it. The way you planned all this and practically carried it through alone.
Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Sheriff. You see, the mask...
I was glad to give you what little help I did, Cole. The sheriff's right. You did a good job. Oh, by the way, I brought your father along. At least I had the sheriff bring him with the posse.
Dad, here?
Yes. Mr. Armand.
Son, I didn't know you had it in you to do what you did. I'm busting over with pride.
Thanks, Dad.
I think everything's under control. Todd and I'll leave now. Adios.
Goodbye. And thanks for everything.
That masked man sure is a great one.
Yes, he is. Greater even than you think, Sheriff.
Cole, I'm sending a telegram to your Uncle John in Albuquerque about this. After he hears what you've done with that Texas Ranger badge pinned on you, he'll break his neck wanting to put you in his business.
All right, Dad. I'll be waiting for that letter from Albuquerque asking me to come there.
You mean you want to go now?
Yes. I have my reasons, Dad. I want to go.
Well, that's sure a change, in more ways than one. See, by the way, who was that masked man who was here? The one that called me over?
Dad, he's a great hombre and a fine friend, one I'm proud to say I know. You see, he's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.